Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Gabby.
And this is Trend Talkers! Somebody's getting it, somebody's getting my love. Somebody's getting it,
Okay, so we're going to start off with our interesting news of the day, an interesting headline. So this is from Global News. It says, customers continue to line up at drive-thru as Winnipeg A&W burns to the ground. What are you thinking, Jenna?
I guess people are just so oblivious to things that I just can't even imagine just seeing a restaurant burning down and being like, you know what, I really need that teen burger right now. Or just not even paying attention and continuing to, like, did they not notice the fire trucks and, like, everything?
I don't know if it's oblivious. I think maybe it's just a matter of priorities. Like, hey, if you're hungry, you're going to do anything. Like, I don't care how, you can get, like, pretty close to that flame. It's fine. It's fine as long as you get your, as long as you get that teen burger right away.
Yeah, and then they're going to complain that their burgers are burnt or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the workers were doing at the time. Like, were they still serving the burgers or were they trying to get out of the building?
I kind of read it and it seems like everyone got out fine, which is awesome. But at the same time, like, how can you just not notice that or anything? Like there was a lot of smoke coming from the building.
I'm reading the article right now, and look at that. It's like, it's black smoke. Like, it's very hard to not see. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I mean, honestly, I don't know, but I'm quite confused as to the whole situation.
That's Winnipeg for you.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the trends, which is kind of like a trend within a trend, is ASMR, but there are things that people do that are just kind of odd. Like, there's another trend, like slime, for instance. There's people do crazy things with slime. I remember it being a thing, like, years ago, but now it's slime combined with ASMR. So they'll have different things with it, like
what do you mean slime combined with ASMR?
Like, yeah,
people are listening to ASMR while they're
no what
slime.
I'm saying, I'll show you a picture, is people will put up, like, not like put up a mic to the slime, but they'll put, like, different things in the slime. Like, there was one picture that was going around where they have the Apple AirPods and then they'll put in, like, the slime and just have that as a video. So it's just kind of like they're combining it, and they have really weird things on Instagram. There is about 11 million posts with the trend, like with the hashtag slime. So it's crazy. There's so many accounts. There's this one, which is a picture of slime filling a toilet.
Can we just go back to the AirPods for a second, though? First of all, AirPods are expensive.
Yeah, there are so many in there.
So what I'm seeing is AirPods, not just one or two. There's like six at least in there.
Yeah, I think
there's like inside of clear slime.
There's like 10 pairs, I think.
10 pairs, yeah. And somebody's just pressing their hands down on the slime. And it looks like the AirPod is popping out, but it's still in the slime.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't really know. Like, it's crazy. Like, I know even, like, on YouTube, it's a trend of, like, having slime and being, like, kids' content slime, but it's pretty crazy, and it's also a trend on Snapchat, you'll see a lot. So a lot of these trends are all, like, linked together, so they'll have, like, oddly satisfying is almost, like, a category of its own on Snapchat. If you look through, like, the news thing, like, people are posting things of, like, things that are, like, I don't know, there's another trend with, like, cutting up soap and then cutting it off into slices and like just all these kinds of like weird kind of trends like that.
I get the whole oddly satisfying thing. Like, I understand that that's a trend. Like, sometimes it is satisfying to just watch soap being cut. I remember watching a video on Instagram one time, and I literally watched for like, I watched it like 3 times of this soap being cut, and I don't know why. Like, I've never been obsessed with soap before, but it was just, it was nice to see because it was in like straight cut lines, like there was nothing off about it. It's just like it was perfect. But what I don't understand about that first picture is how putting AirPods in slime is in any way satisfying. Oh, is that more? She's showing me another picture of slime,
and it's like,
oh, it's a video.
Yeah, so there's like these videos, and it's just like slime that's like kind of like clear, and then they put like jelly cubes and glitter, and they just move it around for like, and just like squish it.
Oh, and the sounds, it almost sounds like it's bubble wrap, but it's not.
If you can hear that.
See, I don't find that satisfying. I just find that kind of disturbing almost. I find it a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, it's I don't really know why it's a thing.
Yeah, like I wanted it to stop the second it started.
Like,
there's I think there's a difference between like cutting soap very nicely or making a very nice cake or icing a cake or like you know, the typography or calligraphy is what I'm trying to say. The calligraphy where you watch the nice brush strokes. I think that's different than like crunching slime with like sprinkles and AirPods in it. That is disgusting.
Yeah, like they have some that has like Lego pieces in it, like miniature whatever. Like, it's really weird, but it seems to be, like, a huge thing that people are doing. Like, this one account has 1.8 million followers, and it's literally, like what we were saying, is just putting random objects in the slime, making short videos, and then, like, that's it. And it's, like, crazy.
Well, I don't know. Would you spend your free time watching this?
No, I only watched it because I was confused as to why people would be watching it.
Like, okay, yeah. Do you know anybody who's watched this?
I don't think I really know anyone. Like, the only thing was what the one that I was like originally talked about was the Apple AirPods. Was people were upset about it, obviously, because they think that, like, Apple AirPods are like $200 a pair, and it looked like they had 10 pairs in the slime. So it was kind of crazy, but it's also going off of the other trend of Apple AirPods, of people making fun of people who wear them kind of thing. And so I think that was another thing, but it just didn't make sense. But a lot of people were speculating that those are fake AirPods and like that they're cheap remakes, like they're not real. But still, like, I don't see, like, I don't even know who would think of that, but it just seems like putting anything in slime, you know, you could make a channel or account dedicated to it and you will get like a decent following. And I think that's kind of just really weird that there's like the oddly satisfying category, and then it's like ASMR is sometimes part of it. And then there's like slime and the soap cutting. But then there's also one where it's like makeup destroying.
Oh.
So like people will take like a nice clean brand new blush, but then they'll like take like a X-Acto knife and just slowly destroy it.
No.
Yeah, so there's like so many videos of that too. So it's just like these things that are just, I don't know why some people find them satisfying. I don't, because I'm like, why would you waste makeup, right?
I am not satisfied by wasting money on makeup that is so expensive just to cut it up.
Yeah, I don't like, I understand the soap one, like you were saying. That makes sense. But the makeup destroying is pretty crazy.
I'm just wondering, to any of our listeners, if we have listeners, if they have listened or watched any oddly satisfying videos such as slime or soap making, anything like that, why do you watch oddly satisfying videos? What makes it satisfying? How long do you watch for? Especially the slime one and like the ASMR and like the sounds, the crackling. It's just, it's too much for me. I don't like it.
No.
Trend number two, I wanted your opinion on this. It's a trend called redoing Bratz makeup.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if our listeners know what Bratz dolls are. They're like Barbie dolls, except not. So Bratz dolls have extreme makeup, very dark eyeshadow, big lips, pretty well no nose, most of them. And they're making a comeback on Instagram because all of these makeup artists are posting pictures of themselves redoing Bratz makeup. So they're trying to look exactly like the Bratz doll. So they'll post a picture of themselves with this big makeup. So big lips, big eyes, lots of highlighter on their cheeks and white eyeliner below their eyes to make their eyes pop and make them bigger. And then they'll post a picture of the Bratz doll right beside it. So it's extra. It's very over the top. As someone who spends less than 10 minutes on their makeup every morning, it's something to me. What do you think?
I think some of these look really good.
Mm-hmm.
Some look like basically exactly the same, and some people are actually putting it over top of their eyelids and making their eyes even huger. Like mm-hmm. one person, I think it was Laura_makeup on Instagram. She did that, and yeah, some of these look really good. Like, they look exactly like the doll. They have the same hair color and everything.
If we can go back to Laura_makeup, is she closing her eyes in that picture?
Yeah,
so she's closing her eyes because she's painted on top of her eyelids, and she's also extended the makeup below her eyes, so her eyes look about 3 times bigger than they normally would, just to match the Bratz doll. So she doesn't look... She does look human, but she looks like a very perfect, very unhuman human.
Yeah.
And they've also, they really exaggerate the lips, too.
Oh, right? Yeah, the lips are huge.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that was here. These lips are huge. I think it's this Cake Facer J on Instagram. The lips are... like right under the nose to like almost the bottom of the chin are the lips, which do make sense because the Bratz dolls have huge lips.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting that people would, you know, like think of Bratz dolls because it was like a huge thing back when we were like kids. I remember having a Bratz doll and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of like, I don't know exactly, but I think they were kind of controversial almost because of the way they dressed compared to Barbie.
Very true. They're more club-esque than Barbie. Barbie is like your sweet next door neighbor who bakes you cookies, and Bratz dolls are like the girls hitting the clubs at 2 a.m. and then going to McDonald's afterwards. But they also look like maybe not even going to McDonald's. They're too classy for that.
So they're pretty interesting like model after, right? But I think they look pretty cool. Like they're not doing anything that's super weird. Like there's other makeup challenges where they're like completely crazy. I think it's pretty good.
Why do you think the Bratz challenge is a thing in the first place though?
I don't know. Like I'm assuming someone started it. Like they probably were wanting to do some kind of makeup challenge or look like something. I'm not sure, you know, exactly why they would start it, but I guess like anything, it's like to show off your makeup skills and how much you can look like something. Like there's always those people who will like put on a bald cap and like make themselves completely like blue, like for Corpse Bride. I remember someone doing that where they did like the full makeup, or a lot of people do that to look like cartoon characters. So I think it's like a really, like, it's kind of cool that people are trying to do that. I think it's a cool challenge to try and do that.
It's definitely an art you have to hone. Mm-hmm. I cannot do eyeliner properly for the life of me, and I've been putting eyeliner on every day since, like, grade 9. So that's me 7 years, probably. 7 years or Yeah, I don't want to do the math. I think it's around 7 years, and I still can't get a basic eyeliner technique down. So to be able to close your eyes or close one eye and work on it with makeup to make your eyes look 3 times bigger is just absolutely astounding to me. Even to figure out how highlighter works is just crazy.
Yeah, so I think I was reading this article, and I think what happened was they started when this influencer, I guess, I don't know, on Instagram, she put makeup on a Bratz doll, I think. She...
on a Bratz doll, which already has full-on makeup,
like,
just
that's the thing.
On.
That's the thing is that, like, Barbie wouldn't, like, has makeup, obviously, but Bratz dolls have, like, full smoky eyes, like, crazy lipstick and all that kind of
makeup,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, this is, some of these are super good.
And also, on the other side of it, how good is this PR for Bratz? Like, now everybody's talking about Bratz dolls when they were, I don't know, are Bratz dolls even sold anymore?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Like, I don't, like, I just know there's so many different kinds of dolls now. Like, I'm not, obviously, I'm not super into toys right now. I don't have any, like, nieces or nephews or anyone to, like, buy toys for, so I'm not super up to date on all them. But I didn't think that Bratz dolls were super huge anymore. So, like, maybe they're making a comeback. Like, maybe this will help them have a comeback. Like, I definitely had them as a kid. I don't remember how many I had, but my sister and I had some. And, like, again, like, the weird thing you were saying is that, like, they don't have feet. Like, their shoes and their feet are together, so they just kind of have, like, this weird bottom. Like, so if you want to change the shoes, like,
they could, they could literally be different skin tones. Like, your feet could be a different skin tone than the rest of your body. I think this is also kind of nostalgic because everyone who's doing this trend seems to be around our age, maybe a little bit older, so they would have played with Bratz dolls too. So bringing it back, tying the makeup trend to the previous Bratz trend.
Take it back now, y'all.
All right, so our throwback trend is provided by Facebook, and we are doing Like My Status for To Be Honest, is where kids from our schools, probably like middle school, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
So they'll make a Facebook post saying LMS for a TBH, and then you would like their post, and then they would go onto your page and they would leave an honest interpretation of your personality. So what they think of you, and sometimes if you're lucky, they'd give you a rate out of 10. And sometimes there was also a date as well. Date, Y or N, yes or no. Very good for the self-esteem if you needed that boost. Also, sometimes a little bit harsh and sometimes a little awkward. Also, a great way for middle schoolers to flirt online.
Yeah.
So, Jenna, do you have any memorable experiences with LMS for a TBH?
Yeah. I would see those all the time. I think I might have done one of them, but it's always, like, people you don't know that well. So, like, it'd be someone that I know, a friend of a friend, and I would see them post it, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'll do it. And it's always like, to be honest, you're a nice person. And it's like, okay, well, what, like, what do I do with that? Like, it's never super, like, it's just like people are super bored and they would just, like, make a post and whatever. Like, I don't have any, like, I was looking, I couldn't find any, I might have deleted them, but it's always just like, to be honest, you're a nice person.
Oh, that was, yeah, so, it's a classic. It's always, you're a nice person. Yeah, I'm just looking through mine right now, and it's always like, oh, you're so nice. Like, yeah. Lots of emojis as well. I'm trying to find anything that's funny.
Yeah, I know, like, some people would, and then there'd be people who would do it, like, with their friend. So they'd be like, me and so-and-so are doing TBH, so, like her status to get one. And sometimes people would actually make videos as well. So it just seemed like something that you would do, you know, when you're having sleepover with your friend, you get bored, you'd be like, hey, how about we do this and make all these videos. But yeah, I definitely remember it being a huge thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at one. Like, it gets more vague and the less you know somebody. Yeah. So, like, your best friend will be like, TBH, oh my gosh, we're besties. Like, this is so much fun. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Don't know what I'd do without you. And then there's this guy named Evan, who I hadn't seen in years, and I liked his status, for it to be honest. And he says, TBH, it's awesome that you went to Oak Bluff with me. It was UZ, really cool having you in my class and having our own spelling group during grade 4. So this is the kind of thing that would be brought up during, yeah, like, my status. And then he goes, it's awesome that you have Twitter. Unlike all my other FB friends, you are really cool.
Oh my God.
Just consider all the classic spelling, really, RLY, bad capitalization. It's just everything you would expect from a grade 8 or 9 student. But these kinds of little details, like a spelling group during grade 4, is the kind of stuff you'd have to draw on when you didn't know the person that well, but you were supposed to give an example of their personality.
Yeah, like, it, yeah, some of them just seem so fake, and they would just kind of be stuck with having to say something about you. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, majority of the time, those kind of posts are aimed at certain people to like them. Like, some people would hope that their crush would like it or whatever, and then there's just some random person that they don't really know that well that likes it, and they're like, okay, well, now I have to kind of do it. So it's just, like, those half-heartedly things or... those other ones that were super long that had, like, a number of questions as well and TBH. So it was basically, like, trying to tell your crush that you like them, I think, for the most part.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm trying to look, because I liked one which my grade 8 crush at the time was posting, like, LMS for TBH, and I liked it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's he going to say? And he was like, oh, here, I found it. TBH, you are super nice and cool with a K. I like how you can't decide about glasses or contacts, because I didn't know whether I wanted to wear glasses or contacts. Like, that's
literally
that's it. That was very anticlimactic for me. I was quite sad.
Yeah, you always think that, like, something else is gonna come out of it, and then just
Yeah. Do we have something like that now?
Yeah, like, so, I have a neighbor that I used to babysit, and I babysit her when I was, like, I want to say 11 or 12, and I think now she's about 13 years old. So, I follow her on Instagram, and they do very similar things with the feature where you can ask a question. So... it's basically the same thing, except people are being more direct in asking people a certain question, like, do you like me? How do you know me? Like, that kind of stuff. So the whole story feature mm-hmm. is definitely very similar to, like, Facebook statuses. So I actually just kind of, like, looked at her account today, and she only has 3 photos, so she deleted all of her photos. But definitely... similar, and in the comments too, you'll notice a lot of the similar things. So it's not super different, like within kids now, but definitely you will see, like, the polls too. Like, they'll use the poll and be like, "Do you like me?" And then certain amount of people will vote and say, like, "Oh, I like you," whatever. And, you know, a lot of the same stuff. What we're looking for is for people to give us attention, like, that kind of stuff. So it's, like, still a thing,
but
for
especially
sure
during, like, grade 8, grade 9, you want that approval from your peers, for sure. I don't think that's ever gonna change. I think it just comes with the age.
Yeah,
comes with everything else. I'm even looking at do you remember this? This kind of post. It says, "Summer 2012, we should ?" like my status. And then there is a list of, like, 30 different things, mm-hmm. and the person X's off if you should do that with them. So Janelle, my friend from Ringette, says that we should party, go to the beach, text, take pictures, and oh, and then it breaks it down. You should, and then she said that I should put this as my status so she could like it. She says I should text her and talk to her a little more. So that's also something. I think that's what you do in your free time when you're bored in grade 9 on Facebook.
I was noticing this trend of women writing themselves as a male author would. So, like, typically when male authors are writing about women, they just don't really understand everything. Like, they were, like, specifically, like, rom-coms and stuff that are written by men, they'll have things that we know are just, like, that's not how it would work. Like, they were saying that when women, like, when you're wearing heels and you break a heel, it doesn't just turn into a flat. Like, you can't just go on. Like, you cannot walk if your heel's just broken off. And, like, just other stuff like that that are just, like, pretty, like, blatant that they don't know what they're really writing about. So I was reading that, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, I see. So if a male author writes a book from a female perspective.
Yeah, like they're writing about a female character.
Yeah, they have a female character. They don't know what the female character has gone through.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's like kind of like this, like this one post is like, dear men writers, lesser known facts when writing women. High-heeled shoes, like I was saying, don't become flats if you break the heels off. The posts of earrings aren't sharp. Nail polish takes a long time to dry and smudges when wet. You can't hold in your period like pee. And just like stuff like that where
that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's just like they just don't understand things. And like a lot of them obviously, like a lot of these posts, like, or things that like men don't really understand is that about bras, like a lot of times they'll say that like women are wearing like, a bra that's like 2 times too small. And if you do that, it's not at all comfortable and is not at all attractive. So mm-hmm. like this one person was like, bras leave red marks under the skin. And like when you take it off, like it's gonna hurt. Like it's not something that is like, you know, should be romanticized and just mm-hmm. stuff like that that they write about. Like I think there's this one example that someone said like, oh, okay. So it's like Cassandra woke up to the rays of the sun streaming through the slats on her blinds, cascading over her naked chest. She stretched her breasts, lifting up with her arms, and she greeted the sun. She rolled out of bed and put on a shirt, her nipples prominently showing through the thin fabric. She breasted boobily to the stairs and tiddly downward. So, like, it's just making fun of, like, how, like, men typically write about women, and it's just funny that, like,
yeah,
it's kind of like a Tumblr thing that people were writing about.
That's funny. Well, like some of the things, it's like it would be nice if that was true. Like if a heel broke and it turned into a flat. I mean, flats aren't comfortable to begin with.
Yeah.
We can talk about that for a second. Every time I've worn flats, my heels, or not my heels, but my feet themselves have bled, so I don't wear flats.
You get the blisters
anymore.
On the back of your heel, and they like take like weeks to heal.
And then if they scratch off, they bleed and they don't stop bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that are romanticized in fiction now that you think about it. Now that I think about it, for sure.
Yeah, like a lot of times, like the stereotypes are that like women are always wearing heels and stuff. Like I wear heels like 3 times a year, maybe.
More than me.
Yeah.
I've worn heels like 3 times in my life.
Yeah, I have to be very, like, I have to be in a certain mood where it's like, I want to feel tall, but like, it's not how, like, they think that we, like, especially like when women wake up in the morning, like, they just think that, like, you just wake up and your hair is like perfectly curled and your makeup is perfect. And they just have that in the movies, and it's like, that is not real at all. Like,
no, definitely not. Or to think that you can get ready in, like, 5 minutes and look flawless. Like, that doesn't happen either.
Yeah.
And if you go to bed with your makeup on, chances are it's not going to look the same way when you wake up in the morning.
Definitely not.
So I think we need to change that as well in literature and in TV shows.
Yeah, I just... sometimes they just write things that are just super crazy. Like, obviously, it is a movie. It is obviously not real, but to be like realistic in some ways. Like if I wore mascara and eyeliner to bed, my eyes are just pure black and it's not great. So I just don't understand how like people just like wake up perfectly with their hair and all that kind of stuff. Like if you did actually sleep, you would not look the same as the night before.
Yeah,
for sure.
And these posts are on Tumblr?
It's like a Tumblr thread, and then people are posting them to other social media.
Speaking of trends, is Tumblr still alive? I didn't know Tumblr was still a thing.
I have never really used it. I only look at Tumblr threads when people post them on like Twitter or something else. Like I never really used Tumblr.
Okay, well, I've never used Tumblr either. When I was in grade 9, I wanted to get Tumblr and be one of those artsy Tumblr girls.
Yeah.
I never pursued that dream, and I'm glad that I didn't because I don't think it would have worked out for me. But so if we have any listeners, hey, hit us up. Let us know if you use Tumblr because I want to know if it's still a thing. I didn't think it was around anymore, but it's interesting that this thread started on Tumblr. I wonder if there's tweets like this as well.
I think there is. I didn't really look at that. I was just like more at like the original like thread, but I never really understood how and still don't understand really how to use Tumblr. So I just kind of never really used it.
Fire Festival tweets.
Yes.
Have you seen the Fire Festival documentary?
Yeah, so
it
good.
It has been a big thing. So for listeners who have not seen the Fire Festival documentary, it is about, believe it or not, the Fire Festival. So Fire Festival was put on to promote Fire, the app, I believe. Was it an app? It was like a, it's a brand, whatever. So they made this huge promotion for this music festival, Fire Festival, and this promotion happened on a beach in a warm tropical area. All the top models were promoting it. Lots of top models were part of the advertisement. So you had Bella Hadid, you had Hailey Baldwin in the advertisements. You had models like Kendall Jenner posting on Instagram promoting the Fire Festival. It was expensive to get the ticket. Lots of rich kids were picking up tickets left, right, and center for the Fire Festival. It sold out. Everyone wanted to go to this music festival, which was in, do you remember where it was?
I think it was Bahamas, I think.
Yeah, it was somewhere
like an island.
I believe, yeah, it was somewhere, I think, in the Bahamas, and they were supposed to get these luxury places to stay. There was going to be big artists there performing, so there was a lot of hype around the Fire Festival, and ultimately it all crumbled to the point of like absolute chaos, to the point of people probably could have died, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what sparked it all was somebody took a picture of their meal at Fire Festival, and it was a cheese sandwich, not a nice cheese sandwich. It was like two slices of bread plus like a piece of processed cheese, and that was basically it. And they were supposed to get like luxury dining. They dropped thousands and thousands of dollars into the Fire Festival, so it was ultimately a big disaster. So what happened is Netflix released this documentary about Fire Festival, and Twitter exploded because people were watching it left, right, and center, and everybody had an opinion. So did you see any of the Fire Festival tweets?
Yeah, I saw a lot right after I watched it. There was a lot about, I can't remember the man's name.
I know, I just watched it too, and I can't, I can picture his face.
Yeah, you know, like this guy. I can't remember his name. Andy King? Maybe? Was that?
Oh,
no.
Andy, yeah, the guy who, so Andy King, for those who didn't watch the documentary, Andy was part of the Fire Festival team trying to put on this festival and trying to save it because everything was crumbling right before the festival began. And at one point, they needed to get water on this island to this festival so people could at least have something to drink.
Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. And I said, oh my gosh, I've been taking something for the team every day. He said, well, you're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck dick to fix this water problem.
And he was told by the person running all of Fyre Festival that he had to go and suck the dick of a man who was working at customs to get the water for the festival. So Andy basically said, okay, if I have to. And he drove over there fully prepared to get down and do the work. But a happy story, he didn't have to. But that became a big thing.
I think that was like the point where my jaw dropped. And because he's such a nice guy and he was doing all this stuff he could, and like the fact that he, like the Billy came up to him and told him that, like, yeah, you know what, like, I'm gonna need you to do this and take it for the team just because he's gay. He was like, yeah, you're gay, so you're gonna have to do this. And the fact that, like, Billy obviously, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what he was thinking, but Andy.
Sorry, just to clarify, Billy is the person who's running in charge of all of Fyre Festival.
Billy's the one who was like in charge of everything, and he's the one who is in jail for it. But Andy, like, seriously, like he had to think about it. Like, he said he took a shower and he was like trying to think about it, and then he got ready to go and do it. And I was like, it was crazy, like the things that people were, like, he was making people do for this. And so, like, the memes, like, obviously were coming out of the woodwork and were pretty crazy. But a lot of them were super funny and, like, super relatable, and, like, making fun of, obviously, everything that happened.
Yeah, there was a lot of tweets about Andy saying, like, congrats to him, or like, it's a lot of desperation tweets had Andy's face put to it, if that makes sense.
But like, they weren't, no one was being like really
not mean to Andy.
Not super mean, like, they weren't being mean to him. But then a lot of people were also kind of like questioning a lot of other things, like, you know,
do you want to scroll up?
Yeah, there's like this one that was one's pretty bad.
So there's one tweet that spread around quite a bit, and it was like, choose your method of payment. So it shows Visa, MasterCard, and what is that, American Express?
Yeah.
And then it shows a picture of Andy's face, and someone's clicked on Andy because we all know what kind of payment you're getting there.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
So like that, like, they're obviously, it's not like trying to be mean or anything. Like, he's just like, from what I could see in the documentary, Andy King is just a super sweet guy. So everyone's just like shocked that, yeah, it's crazy. And then especially with the caterer too, like the woman who lives in the Bahamas and she was making food for the festival, you know, she was out a lot of money because she wasn't paid and she was having so many workers. So at least, like, what came out of it is that they had a GoFundMe, at least, for her. And I think she has made the money back because she had spent $50,000 of her own savings. But the last time I checked, it was $200,000 for, like, that the GoFundMe had, like, raised for her. So, like, there are good things that have come out of it.
Yeah, that's a good online trend. Yeah. Get her that money back because, yeah, that's, she got scammed just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Just like Andy did. It's funny because Ja Rule is somebody who partnered up with Billy. So they were the heads of Fyre Festival and they kept blowing all the cash and being irresponsible and not setting up the festival properly. And did you see Ja Rule's tweet after all of this exploded on Twitter?
I didn't.
He tweeted, I too was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray, !
Yeah.
So he just really wanted to clarify that he also was scammed by the Fyre Festival, by Billy. But according to the documentary, I mean, yeah, maybe, but definitely not that much.
No, he definitely knew, like, everything that was happening. He's just trying to, you know, make it seem like, oh, yeah, like, I was, you know, not, like, I was led on. I didn't know that all this was going to happen. But, you know, really, you did. Like, a lot of people are, you know, saying, why isn't he in jail? And, you know, I think it's, like, a lot of people who are involved, like, especially, like, those models that were in it early on. Like, they should have said that, Like, if they were aware and decided to back out of going, they should have said, hey, you know what, like, I'm not going to go there because, you know, it's going to be terrible and that you shouldn't go. Like,
They didn't know, though. Like, well, they didn't know at the time. They thought that it was going to be, like, a legit festival.
Yeah, but, like, coming up, like, days leading up to it, you know? Like, I don't say, like, in the beginning, obviously, because they didn't know. Like, they were just on an island and they were invited to kind of, you know, just kind of film this video for promoting it. But, like, a couple days before the event itself, it was very obvious that things were not going to go well. Like, if most of the headliners are backing out of the festival because of the conditions, then I think they should have been obviously more honest with it. Like, obviously people who were involved with the fire festival should have said, hey guys, you know, like, it's not worth you guys coming. But obviously they weren't. If you watch the documentary, that's not how it went. But anyone else who was supposed to go and backed out because they knew it was going to be a mess should have at least, like, told their fans, like, It was a disaster. So
There was also another angle about the fire festival taken up on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this, but a lot of people seem to be laughing at those who actually attended the fire festival, because it was like, ha, these rich kids are getting what they deserved. Like, I've got so there was a picture of apparently his name is Josh. I don't know. I have not, like, corroborated the facts, if that makes it, if I used that correctly, I don't know. But anyways, so he said, I got my ticket in a raffle at work, thought it'd be cool, didn't have much in the way of expectations, but yeah, watching rich people freak out because their luggage was being handled roughly or they were slightly dehydrated, oh, it was like chicken soup for my middle class soul. Best weekend of my life. And it was a picture of this white guy basically giving the thumbs up as the chaos ensued around him at the fire festival.
Yeah. I think he was, like, he was in the documentary. He said that, like, everything, obviously everything was kind of crazy for most people, but especially for people who are rich and not used to, you know, kind of slumming it. But I do think they do have a right to be upset because they were promised, like, really, really nice villas and, like, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, yeah, they did maybe overreact to things, but they were promised things that were nicer. It wasn't like they knew what they were going for. No one really knew exactly what was going to happen, but they didn't anticipate that. But it is a little bit of a wake-up call for them to realize that, hey, not everything is going to be, you know, super extravagant and everything. Like, it was bad, but it's not as bad as they made it out to be. Like, I'm pretty sure they're not aware of other parts of the Bahamas that are in poverty. I'm pretty sure, you know, aren't if they had those people complaining about it, I'm pretty sure people who, like, actually live in poverty are like, yeah, get over it, you know, kind of thing like that.
Yeah. And I think what you just expressed, that was found quite a bit on Twitter. I think a lot of people were laughing that the rich were going through this. There was another tweet. It was like, I was never a Ja Rule fan until he had rich kids pay $13,000 to live like refugees their parents won't allow in the country.
Yeah.
Hashtag fire festival.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that kind of thing. It's just a little bit of, oh, too bad for you. Like, you paid thousands of dollars. Well, I'm sorry that you didn't have the festival of your dreams.
Yeah. It was kind of like a little bit of a, yeah, there are other people who live like this in the world, and that kind of to think about that. But I would kind of be laughing at them for freaking out over, like, things that aren't that big of a deal.
Well, in the documentary, people were literally, like, going around and ripping tents.
Yeah.
And, like, someone stole, like, all the pillows, or she took a gazillion pillows. Did you see that?
Yeah, like, they were making it, like, it was already pretty bad, but they didn't, like, the people didn't band together. Like, they were all against each other. I'm like, you guys are all in a very, very crappy situation. You guys should all, like, kind of understand it and be mad mutually. Like, don't be mad at each other. Like, that's kind of, like, something that bothered me, was that they were pinning each other, like, they were going against each other, basically, and I didn't really understand that. I think that, you know, you'd try and share things. Like, the one guy in the documentary said they were, like, ripping tents so no one would be, beside them. And I'm like, you're just making things worse. Like, it's already bad and they're just making things worse. And I don't really feel bad for people who are acting like that. Like, he said that one of his friends peed on a mattress so someone can't use it. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah, what? There is literally no reason. The mattresses were already horrible because it had stormed the day before the fire festival. So everything was soaked, including the mattresses. So the people didn't really have a place to sleep. Or it was not ideal.
Yeah. So they were just making it worse. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, one of the guys, I can't remember his name in the documentary, was trying to, like, get sympathy. But in explaining how he was acting when that was happening was just, like, doesn't make me feel bad for him for acting the way he did and, like, destroying things. Like, it was already a really bad situation. And to do that, like, I was at I'd never been to, like, any kind of festival before, but I went to Folk Fest this past summer. And obviously, a little different atmosphere. Folk Fest, like, I'm not saying it was a disaster. I'm saying it was really good. But just, like, the atmosphere and the people who go there are very, like, kind and giving. Like, everyone would give each other things. Like, obviously, completely different circumstances. Like, it's a good festival and everyone's having fun, but it's still at the same time, like, if you were missing something, you know, someone would give it to you, and same goes for each other. Like, you would try and give each other things if they needed to borrow something or they didn't have something. So, you know, I just kind of didn't understand why they would, you know, start going crazy like that. I guess just the atmosphere maybe didn't help, but at the same time, you know, it just goes to show, like, what some people do in, like, a like when they're panicked or freaked out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it should be a good time, and it was not.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, like, sometimes you just have to take it, like, you have to do some research yourself and figure out if it's legit or not, especially when you're leaving the country and going to, like, an island. Mm-hmm. You got to look into it a little bit more, especially for safety and stuff like that.
I have a bonus topic.
Do you mind? Okay, yeah.
We just bring it up because 'tis the season. We are two Canadians. Mm-hmm. We are from Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And 'tis the season for Roll Up the Rim,
Tim Hortons. Of course, yeah.
So I have seen, I don't want to count how many tweets about Roll Up the Rim so far.
Oh, yeah.
I know our good friend Kaylin is starting a thread talking about how many talking about her Roll Up the Rim cups. So every day she posts a picture. For those who do not know what Roll Up the Rim is, you go to Tim Hortons, you buy your coffee, hot chocolate, whatever, you drink it. Afterwards, you roll up the rim of the coffee cup and see if you have won something. So the goal is to win a free coffee or a free donut. If you're really lucky, you'll win a car.
Yeah.
So I've just seen a lot of tweets about that. What about you?
I know I've seen a couple of tweets about it and everything. I try not to go to Tim Hortons. I try not to participate in it. Like, not that, like, I'm boycotting it or anything, but I don't know. I don't really see it being a huge thing. Majority of the time, you don't really win. Like, whereas, you know, at least Monopoly, McDonald's, like, you basically win, like, every time. So I kind of see, like, that being more of a payback. But, like, Tim Hortons, I don't know. Yeah. But I don't really want to see you rolling up the rim every day and seeing play again or a donut or something. Like, it's not something I'm interested in. If you wanted, like, to say, there's always, like, the joke ones where people are, like, out of the, you know, it says 1 in 6. I don't know if that's the same stats for this year, but, like, 1 in 6 are a winner. If you post that, you know, you've gotten, like, 12 and you haven't won, you know, stuff like that, that's kind of funny. But, like, a daily thing, I don't really think I want to see all the time. But, like, do you like it? Like, do you like Roll Up the Rim?
I don't drink coffee, so I can't say I've really rolled up the rim from Tim Hortons before. I like hearing other people's stories about Roll Up the Rim, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Other than the coffee or the donut, like, you can win gift cards. I was looking today, and you can win a $5,000 prepaid CIBC card, which would be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Car. I really haven't heard many stories about that. Often the story is zero for, like, 12, You know, like, people keep tallies. Like, I've had 14 coffees and I've gotten one free coffee. Yeah. Something like that.
But, yeah, I don't go out of my way to get it. I don't really, like, I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but sometimes I'll have, like, hot chocolate or tea, but I don't know. It's not a huge thing, but if you get it daily, like, I understand, like, it's kind of, like, a fun thing. Mm-hmm. But I was seeing that there's these two girls, I think they're from Ontario. I could be wrong. I know they're obviously from Canada, that are trying to get Tim Hortons to stop doing it, like, with cups that you, like, throw away cups. They kind of want you to have something online, maybe, just because it can be super wasteful, mm-hmm. right?
That makes sense.
So I thought that was pretty interesting concept because, mm-hmm. like, you know, other people, like, I'm assuming a lot of people will purposely go to Tim Hortons to get the cup, like, besides people who go there daily. So I can imagine a lot of waste. But then again, that's just, you know, throwaway cups and throwaway containers in general should be something we try and use less of.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, it was kind of interesting, like, their take on it, that they want it to stop, like, there. I don't know exactly what they want to do instead, but I just kind of thought that was interesting that these people kind of wanted to change that. Well, Gabby, that's all the trends I got for today. What about you?
Yep, that's it. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
Bye.